Masechet Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Masechet Kilayim is going to talk about planting different types of species or growing different types of species together. That would be an issue, a prohibition of Kilayim. This only applies to plants from totally different species, but not the plants that are just different varieties or different forms of one specific species. We're going to list here different plants, different pairs of plants, even though each pair of plants that we're going to be mentioned here look somewhat different than each other. You would think that they're totally different worlds. Mishnah is going to tell us that no, they're considered to be the same species, and therefore, if they're planted or grown next to each other, there was no issue of kilayim whatsoever. Mishnah says, "Ha'chitim v'hazunin ena kilayim ze baze." If a person has wheat and he has something called darnel. Darnel is a weed that grows in the field that looks very much like wheat. Hachamim tell us that it's an irregular form of wheat that developed in the generation before the flood, when the earth began mutating and producing different types of species. And therefore, since it's a variation of wheat, it's not considered to be a problem of kilayim, to have wheat and darnel join forces together and to create one entity. Even though darnel is not fit for human consumption, the laws of kilayim would apply to it because it's edible to animals. Birds would eat it. Therefore, we can learn from here, by the way, that the implications of something that's not edible whatsoever, there would be no problem of kilayim when it comes to planting things together. So, haitim and zunin, enan kilayim ze baze, they're not kilayim with each other, and therefore there's no problem. Haseorim veshibolet shu'al, if somebody plants barley and oats together, barley and oats come from, even though they don't look like each other whatsoever, they're still considered to be one species, because they have very similar nutritional merits, which is the Hiddush here as well. Even though you have two species that seem to have nothing to do with each other, since they are very similar on their qualities, they're considered to be, in a sense, one species. Hachamim tell us, the Chazon Ish writes, that there's a certain understanding from Hachamim that comes from tradition, that they receive Torah Shebaal Peh, they receive tradition on how things work, and they have a tradition that Se'orim and Shibolet Shu'al, that barley and oats are really very similar properties, and therefore there's no issue of planting these two items together. The Hakusemin, the Hashifon, if somebody has spelt and rye, the same would apply in that situation. Spelt and rye are also very similar characteristics, and therefore there's no issue of Kil'ayim. Hapol v'hasapir, pol is fava beans, and sapir is considered to be something, a certain type of pea that grows in the Nile River in Egypt. These two items are very similar, and there's no issue of kilayim. V'hapur kedan v'hatofah, a grass pea and a red grass pea. These two different types of peas are not considered to be kilayim. V'pol halavan v'hashe'u'im, if somebody has a white bean, and the she'u'im, the Rambam and the Bartenura both say, is something called lubia, as Syrian Jews may be familiar with. Lubia, this white bean and the lubia are not considered to be kilayim, even though they look different. They're considered to be from the same family, and therefore you can plant them together. All these, Mishnah says, enan kilayim ze baze, they're not considered to be kilayim with each other, and therefore it's permissible to plant them. The next few Mishnayot will be dealing in a similar fashion, just listing things, and then we'll get to the nitty-gritty after that.